according my own experience and also sort of observation, pains, pleasure, joyfulness, sadness, all these are part of mind, mental experiences. So of course, even the animal, no idea about mind, but they do experience sadness, joyfulness, fear, anger, jealousy, even animals also. Now we are human beings. We have this intelligence. Since mind is the basis of our experience, so in order to tackle mental experience, that means try to reduce fear, try to reduce anger, try to reduce suspicion, and try to increase more peace of mind. All these are mental factors. Now, for example, someone, craftsman, you see there some different sort of articles from gold. First, the crafts should know the kind of gold. Then he or she can use that knowledge and then make different sort of articles like that. So similarly, it is very important, very relevant to have more knowledge about mind, about mental function, in order to deal with mental experiences. We have intelligence. We think next year, next century, next generation, and also our individual present, our individual comfort, also not only just day-to-day sort of requirement, but more. So these, because of intelligence. So therefore, it is worthwhile to know more about mind. Because of this intelligence, we further sort of more advanced way study what is chemical. We need material values. So we try to find out the basis of these material things and the positive and negative things, what effect to us. So now similarly, we have this sort of mind, mental experience. It's so important. So now why not our intelligence use for more investigate about mind? Now from my own experience and some other people, materially, the situation not very peaceful, but with fuller knowledge about mental system, you can keep peace of mind. Someone who have a lot of material facility, but as a person, very unhappy person. Why? Lack of knowledge about mental system. So they do not know how to deal with these things. Peace of mind, we can't buy it. Peace of mind cannot put by injection. Through operation, one day maybe, but up to now, no. So therefore, I feel, irrespective whether believer or non-believer, it is very important, necessary, some knowledge about mind and about different emotions. Then how to deal with these? Yes, I think should be part of our daily life. This is my view.
Why do we so spectacularly ignore the mind? I mean, if we broke our arms, we'd rush to a doctor, rush to a hospital. Yet we don't think about our minds. Why is that?
That's a physical level pain. Actually, I got some pain now here, knee, so some pain. My meditation, not helpful. My peace of mind, not helpful. There's a different physical level experience, pains and pleasure, physical level, pains and pleasure on mental level. So dealing with mental level experience, since it is a mental factor, so we have to know about mind. The physical level sort of experience, in order to deal with that, we study biology. You know, all these bodies sort of element, bodies sort of part of our body, like that. More fuller knowledge about this body, body function, then easier to deal. So similarly, a mental problem, it is much easier, much better to know more about mind, then easier to deal. Same.
What do you think, what would you say are the main misconceptions that most ordinary people have about their understanding of their own mind?
We not much pay attention about mind, although we daily experience that. then perhaps, I think, traditionally, even religious field, many religious traditions stress importance of prayer, faith, when too much sort of worry, too much sadness happen, simply pray. So other hand, non-theistic religion, like Buddhism, they investigate about nature of mind itself. Then through that way, how develop anger. Then, in order to reduce anger, we deal with causes and conditions of the anger. That way, to reduce anger. Now, similarly, peace of mind, they try to investigate very major factor or basis of the peace of mind. Firstly, investigate that. Then, deal with that. Peace of mind is as a result. So once we develop, once we quiet the causes of peace of mind, once that gains strength, then peace of mind automatically comes.
So an understanding of mind has a very direct bearing on the way we live our lives, the happiness we experience in our lives.
Yes. Now, for example, same physical pain, two persons, same physical pain, and same sort of hospital, same room, two beds, same doctor, same nurses. Someone more anxiety, more worry, more stress. On top of physical difficulties, physical pain, additional pain on mental level. Other one, same physical pain, but mentally different attitude of the physical pain, that person much calm. So, mental attitude makes big differences. Some people, when they face some problem, they rely on alcohol or drugs or tranquilizer. Too much busy life, too much worry, then they consider holiday is something very important. So that short-term sort of answer, just forget all this problem. After 1 week holiday, after return, still the problem you have to face. If you mentally develop some kind of different attitude and not avoid the problem, but face the problem, look the problem from wider angle. The physical level, yes, still same problem. But mental level, then much easier. So, therefore, I think more knowledge about mind. Emotion also from the, I think, almost like my English dictionary, my own emotion is part of mind. I don't know really. According to your dictionary, I really don't know. My knowledge is very limited. So consciousness or mind is something big. Then within there, thousands different kinds of mind or thoughts or thoughts. And among them, the wisdom, different emotions there. Emotion, there are two kinds of emotion. Some emotion which based on reasons and familiarize that reason, then you develop some kind of firm conviction that affect our emotion, some kind of strong feeling. That also I consider by kind of emotion. But based on reason, that emotion deliberately try to develop. So that emotion usually very positive. Disturbed sort of emotion is spontaneous emotion. These are, if you think more, then no valid reasons, sound basis, just illusion.
And would you say that the study of mind, or to try and understand the nature of mind, has really been at the heart of your own practice? What lies at the heart of Buddhism?
Yes, Buddhism, and also Jainism, and some other ancient Indian spiritual tradition were involved single-pointed mind practice, and I say the practice of insight, deeper level insight. So where these practice there, naturally they are dealing with mind. So more explanation about mind there. Then particularly in Buddhism, more explanation about these things. Then also you see mentioned different level of mind. So, for example, certain practice during dream, and a certain practice during very deep sleep without dream. So these are, which is different level of mind. So actually there are method used to deal with different level of mind like that. So there are more sort of information.
I've heard you say in the past that you've been surprised at how unhappy a lot of very wealthy people are, that it's a kind of proof to you that physical well-being, lots of objects and possessions, doesn't lead to satisfaction.
Right. That's right. Among my friend, some are very wealthy and highly educated, and naturally, I think all the facilities, material facilities there, and also fame, famous. But as a person, unhappy person, I notice. So after sort of our meeting, during meeting, there's some talks, share my own experience, my own sort of problems, so unfortunate things. But firstly, try to share his own sort of problem, his or her own sadness, causes of sadness. Then I express my own sort of difficult experiences. However, we can see these problems from wider perspective or different angles. Exchange these things, then their face eventually becoming more peaceful at the beginning. So a lot of the sign of a lot of stress like that. So these are not medicine, not yoga exercise, but mental attitude. Sometimes I also is expressing my own sort of life. There's so many decades, now almost to say 50, 60 years, my life, not easy one, through a lot of difficulties. But during this period, or meantime, I'm hopefully not very dull-minded. So meantime, I kept, you see, my peace of mind, in spite of all these difficulties. Not medicine, not physical sort of yoga exercise, but I think mainly mental attitude. So therefore, I always stress, you all same human being, 7 billion human being, physically same, mentally same, emotionally also same. Of course, except those experience through Buddhist practice, that's an exception. Otherwise, basic sort of my experience, everyone have this same sort of potential. So whenever I give talk, I always say, oh, you and me, same. So therefore, some of my experience, how to deal with difficulties or sadness, they also, you see, can utilize that. So that usually I call secular way to look the problem and deal with problem. In other words, since these are the essential thing to keep our own peace of mind, and through that way create peaceful atmosphere. So that brings more happy life surrounding you. So that I call moral principle, based on our common experience, not based on religious faith. So that's secular ethics and way of approach, also secular way. I believe that's common for 7 billion human beings.
Secular and universal.
Yes, that's right, universal, yes. Recently I was in Hawaii. The Hawaii native sort of saying, your blood is my blood, your bone is my bone. So that means your happiness is my happiness, your sadness, my sadness. I think ancient time, small community. So their life entirely depend on each other. So at that time, sense of community is more stronger. So this expression is to come. In modern time, millions of people live like London, live together, but more self-centered attitude. As a result, I think not necessarily very happy.